Hello.
Hi, is this Mark?
Yeah, this is he. Hi, who is this, ma'am?
This is Tina from Local Splash, getting back to you.
Okay, and what can I help you with?
So, the account is past due for $299.
Yes, I'm not paying it because I told, look here, let me go and do something. Not being rude to you, ma'am. Somebody texted me back and told me that I signed a thing. I did not sign nothing. Not a darn thing I signed. Only thing I'd done with Local Splash was, and I talked with a guy verbally. He told me, he said, Mark, you can cancel it anytime you want to. Exactly what he told me. And then I'm not paying something that I don't have to pay. And I don't know that to the people. So anyway, ma'am. Look,
mm-hmm.
I'm a businessman, and I don't need no bull doo-doo over stupid stuff. But the thing of it is, ma'am, you know, I told them, I emailed them about 2 weeks ago, ma'am, it was about a week and a half ago, that I'm going to suspend it for a couple of months until otherwise. Because right now, that's what I had to do, and that's what I told them I needed to do. And I'm telling you, the guy himself told me, I can't remember his name. I got it wrote down in my briefcase. But when I find it, I'm going to call him personally. And me and him's going to have a few words. Because this was not nothing ever signed. I've done this over a phone. There's no way
yes.
to sign over a phone.
There's an e-signature that was completed on your end.
Uh-uh.
I have
no.
your IP address and your e-signature, sir. We have the
well,
time.
Well, I never signed nothing.
Well, that's the only way our system would have gathered your IP address is if you went in.
No, you ain't got my IP address. How you got my IP address? Because I don't do nothing by no daggum computer.
So on the date of January 3rd, 2022 at 12:44 p.m. Pacific time from the IP address, and it has your IP address and your e-signature here. I'm going to send you a copy of it in your email so that you can look at it, and you can Google, you know, how do I find my IP address and look it up, and you'll see that it matches. And I think the only problem, Mark, is you're absolutely right. With your program, it's a month-to-month subscription. You can cancel at any time, but in order to prevent the next month's charges, you have to call us, not email us. Call us within 3 business days of your billing, which is on the 10th.
Okay.
So that's
why was I told wrong then? Why was I?
Well,
y'all need to gather y'all's people there and tell them quit being so stupid and do their job right, and me and you wouldn't be having this conversation.
Well, we have the voice verification recording on file, too, that has you agreeing to the automatic renewal each month on the 10th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel or to suspend.
Well,
but
I didn't hear nothing about no 3 days prior. Only thing I was told I could cancel it anytime I wanted to, when I wanted to.
Yes.
That's
yes,
what I was told, ma'am, verbally.
But in order to prevent the next month's charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to the billing. So a couple of options I want to give you, because I don't want you to have a bad taste in your mouth. There's a couple of things
y'all doing me like Angie's List did me. You know, that's, I told that guy, I said, y'all just like Angie's List. Because he said, no, Mark, we're totally different from them. And he told me 1,000% he's different than that. Because,
yes.
you know, ma'am, Angie's List is some of the sorriest people you could ever find. And
yeah,
I'm gonna tell
I hear
you what,
a lot of complaints
a lot
about
of people.
That. Yep, I hear that a lot, Mark. People tell me that they're running all over town bidding on these jobs, and then they get charged for it, even though they've sold that lead to them and, like, you know, everybody else out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive. And then to top it off, sometimes they get a lead that's 150 miles away or in a bogus category, and they still charge them for that, you know? So.
Well, let me give you an example, ma'am, real quick.
Yes, of course.
I got charged $1,000-something 1 week.
In a week. Oh, no.
And I didn't even do nothing. They were just sending me contacts, you know? So I said, look, y'all got to quit sending me contacts. I don't need no more leads. I said,
yes.
I get busy on, I don't need no help. Look,
right.
I got so much work right now that I can't even stand up straight. That's how busy I am. You know,
I am
so busy. I've been in business 41 years.
Yes.
And you know, I don't need no help. Only thing I've done local flash part because the guy, he was a cool guy. And not only that, because he was cool, because he was, explained to me, you know, look, Mark, you know, this puts your business out there and, you know, we send you leads and stuff like, we don't charge you something. We just charge you a flat rate every month, $300 a month, might as well say.
So I want to let you know, just because I'm on your dashboard, it is showing me that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 4,191 times, and you've had 173 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So if this account ever were to cancel, it's going to dramatically affect your business because everything that we've done in getting you ranked on Google would unravel. The website that you're on would come down and all 60 directories would deactivate. So it would also, you know, affect Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, City Search, Bing, YouTube.
Wait a minute, man. Let me stop you. How's it going to affect Yelp? I pay Yelp $150 a month.
Okay, so if you're...
It won't affect Yelp. There's no way it's going to affect Yelp.
If you're doing Yelp ads, you're right. It won't affect it if you're doing Yelp ads. It would only affect it if there's a Yelp listing that we created for you. That would be...
Oh, no, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Okay.
No, ma'am.
Yeah. So, but I want to let you know, only because you said that you're so busy, I'm confident that you're so busy as a result of this program. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
Oh yeah, by word of mouth, by different people that I've done jobs for. That's all. I'm gonna tell you, I got repeated customers I've had for 28 years, ma'am. And you know,
okay.
Or 21 years, or 20 years, or 15 years, or 10 years, or 5 years. Look, you know, a guy said, you know, I said, well, how did you find me? Actually, you know, I said, how did you find me? He goes, a friend of right down the road that just moved in. Him and his new wife, they just moved in. They told me what kind of work you do. So I wanted to try and see what kind of work you do. So ever since then, I have not left his page, you know, his phone number. So
I
get 99% of my phone calls, ma'am. Yeah, I do get a lot from that. And you know, only reason I was canceling it, I was going to suspend it for a couple of months. Well, it was nothing to do with y'all or nothing like that. It's just financially I have had to do this. You know what I'm saying? And but,
I see. Now,
look here, I tell you what, though. This is what I'm gonna do. I'm not even gonna cancel or suspend it now. I'm just gonna go and pay it. It'll be Thursday when I pay it, and I'll go and pay it Thursday, and I'll just pay it up. And you send me a link how to pay it, okay?
Okay. We have your credit card on file or your debit and whatever it is. It's a Visa ending in 5822. Is that the one you want to use on Thursday?
That card ever again. Let me tell you why.
The reason
I financially got stuff going on, I had my card hacked for the fourth time. Now they sending me a new card.
No.
That's why
I'm
switching
so sorry
from Regions
to
Bank.
Hear that.
Well, look, I just bought a brand new truck. Okay. Well, as soon as I bought my truck, it wasn't long after that I had my card hacked. They just sent me a new business card. Now that I'm waiting for them to send me another personal account. But as soon as they get that done and I can get it where I can get my money out of there, I'm sending my money to the Keystone Federal Credit Union, you know, because I won't have this bull malarkey that I'm going through right now. You know, I'm going through oh my God, all my bills come out of that account you just named off, the 5822 account.
Okay.
All my bills come out of that. And you know, that's why I needed to suspend it for a little while, you know what I'm saying, until I get this finance shit, excuse my language, but this crap situated. Because I've had it so far to where the FBI got involved with it.
Oh,
because
no.
Because some kind of black thing, black something, whatever it is called, black oblivion or some crap. I don't even know what the hell that is. I'm a white man. So I don't do the black stuff. So I'm not discriminating or nothing like that or downing people. I'm just saying.
I don't know what that is
black.
Either, so don't feel bad. I don't know what that is either.
So, you know,
yeah.
Ma'am, look, I do apologize if I come off on you wrong, but I'm real pissy with this stuff because when I verbally do something over the phone, You know what I'm saying? And I just hate the fact that people tell me I signed something. Ma'am, I promise to God on my freaking life I have not signed nothing. Somebody may have signed it for me, but I have not signed nothing. The only thing I signed was the very first beginning of the thing where I went through with the guy. I signed a thing showing to where he can go. I went ahead and paid the money that day, and he went and got my, so he could go ahead and get my site going and everything. That's what I signed. That's the only thing I signed. I didn't sign nothing about I had to keep paying.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So that
did explain to me 3 days prior I have to cancel it.
I think we're all on the same page now, and I'm sorry for the miscommunication, Mark, but I can give you a couple of more affordable options. You can still pay on Thursday. That's not a problem. But number
Thank
one.
You for that.
I will put you into friends and family pricing of $249 monthly. That will at least save you $50 off the past due balance. Also, of the $249, that amount includes $100 worth of Google ads. So if you're really busy right now and you feel that you don't need a lot of extra work, you can take those Google ads off, and that would lower your subscription to just $149 monthly. Okay.
No,
with
I'd rather keep it like this, ma'am. I just can't keep no dang good health. Everybody wants to do damn drugs, or they want to drink, or they don't want to show up, or they half-ass do the work they say they can do. Then I wind up firing them. I done fired 4 people already, and I'm down to 1 man now out of 8 people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And only
yes.
This guy's here because he don't mind getting up early and go to work. He don't mind showing up. He ain't got
Good.
No choice to show up. He has to ride with me to work.
I'm happy you found one like that, though. Good for you.
Yeah, well, he's a good guy, you know, and he's real good. He listens to what I say and, you know, what I ask, you know, and then I'm not a hard person. I just want the job done and done right. If you can't do it right, go gas home. I don't need you.
Right? There you go.
And you know, ma'am,
well,
you ever know that homes on homes, do it right, make it right? That's me. I'm the Hadley on Hadley in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. You know what I'm saying?
I love that. Yeah, because why do something if you're not going to do it right in the first place, right?
That's what I say, you know. But the only thing I can't do right is keep a good woman, so that's why I've been single for 4 years.
Oh, you sound like a rascal.
Well, no, ma'am, I don't drink. I don't go out partying or nothing. I don't do drugs. All I want to do is I just go to work and come home. I don't go nowhere, ma'am. I don't even go out to dinner.
Well, that's a good lifestyle to have. I like that. Right. Too many people are doing
like
dumb things
too.
After hours, you know? Yeah, that's good. Good for you. So,
bring me a Sprite or a water. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I'm the same way. I don't drink. I just drink like iced tea or water or coffee.
Oh, baby,
I love
iced tea now.
Me too. Me too. So I was going to tell you, Mark, I sent you an email that says your account. It just talks about the payment failing, but it has my extension on there, 777. So if you want to pay on Thursday, no problem. You can call me directly. And if I don't hear from you, I'll follow up with you maybe around this time on Thursday, okay?
No, I promise you I'll take care of it, ma'am. I'll make call you a day earlier. It's according, you know.
Okay.
Because they should have everything situated by this week, you know, so it should be no problem.
Okay, good. So I think we have a good game plan. I put some notes in here. So I think you'll be good to go, by Thursday, if not sooner. And then if you have any questions in the meantime, you can reach me, okay?
I got your number direct.
I love it. Well, I enjoy talking to you.
Look, I do apologize for coming off strong, but I get real pissy. Like I tell everybody, ain't nothing short about me but my temper.
Well, thank you for the love.
223 pounds and no fat.
Wow. You're in great shape. That's awesome. What do you do
to
stay in such good shape?
Well, I've been talking to this 28-year-old, so I must be doing something right.
Is that the next potential missus?
No. I done, look, I'm going to be honest.
I thought you liked the younger
ones. Times and divorced.
Oh, you, six times? Oh,
well,
my goodness.
Did you fall out of your chair?
Well, they normally say three times a charm, but maybe seven times a charm in your case.
No, baby. No. Uh-uh. Hey, look, I may be dumb, but I ain't stupid. But you know what? My problem was all these women I ever got, ma'am, they think because you own a business, you're rich. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
They gold diggers, more or less.
You know what? I feel sorry a lot for people that are well-to-do because just for that reason, they never know when they have a friend or a potential, you know, mate if the person really is in it for them or because they have money. You know, it's really sad. So.
Well, you know, I asked that one girl, you know, that one time. I asked her if I said, you know, what do you want with me? I mean, what do you want out of me? I mean,
yeah.
Do you want me for as a friend and you're a best friend and then maybe a future something, you know, I said, but if you out here to see how much money I can spend on you, but you know what? This girl I've been talking to her over a year and a half, but she's just, we can't date or nothing right now because of these, we got a reason for that. But anyway,
yeah.
But she, you know, she pays for stuff. You know what I'm saying? I don't gotta buy nothing. I mean, I'll give her money every once in a while to go get some groceries or something. If she comes over and we have a cookout or something, and the 99% of the time she'll bring it here. She'll buy me like water for my job, or she'll buy me like Sprites or something for my house, or buy me something for dinner that night or something. You know, I'm just making a point of little things she does, but the little things amount to big things.
Right.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's good. Plus, she's showing
anyway,
you
ma'am,
that she's independent, you know, and that's a good attribute to have. So.
Well, that's what she told me. She wanted to, she don't want me to change her independency, you know. I said, look, I don't want to change nothing. You don't change me, and I won't change you.
Yeah, you know, when I was a kid, I must have been maybe, you know, maybe a 10, 11 years old because I can remember it. But this man came over. My mom was a single mom, and he came and he set up a brand new TV in our kitchen because we had one in the living room. So he put one in the kitchen, and I thought, that's the coolest thing. We can watch cartoons and we eat breakfast or what have you. And my mom came in and she saw it. And she said, take it back. I don't want it. And I remember I was so upset because I said, yes, we do want it. Why can't we have it, you know? But she taught me a really good lesson because she said, Tina, you don't understand now, but one day you'll understand. If I take that, he's going to think I owe him something, and I don't want him to feel like that. We're friends. You know, they weren't dating or anything. She goes, we're friends, and I don't want to be obligated to start dating him and stuff because he put a TV in, you know. She's like, I don't want it. So I thought, wow, what a smart decision. Now that I look back, it was smart. At the time, I thought she was crazy, you know.
No, but she was a smart woman. She knew what she was talking about, you know.
Yep, she knew it. She didn't want to give him the wrong impression that, you know, that she had a different intention with him. That's why she said, I don't want to take it, you know. So.
Yeah, I understand that. Yes, ma'am.
Yep,
but anyway, all jokes aside, though, ma'am, look, I'll give you a call, if not sooner than Thursday. It'll be Thursday for sure, but I know it'll be Thursday on a positive note. But if I do it earlier, then I'll go and give you a call earlier, okay? And then I got your number, okay?
Okay, that sounds perfect. I'll be here, so I'll talk to you towards the end of the week, and have a great evening, too.
Your name's Tina, correct?
My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777.
I got you, Miss Tina. I appreciate you. I'm sorry. I do apologize.
That's okay. No, I thought I got some laughs out of you.
A lot of dumbasses. But anyway, I promise you, I'll get a hold of you, okay, ma'am?
Okay, sounds good. I look forward to it. I'll talk to you later in the week.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.